for the fine collection of people that aren't doing great.
This is why we can't have nice things. Nice things.
It starts us at Wally World, a Florida Walmart, no less. Collier County, Florida sheriffs recently arrested Bradley Young at the self-checkout line.
Dang it, Bradley, what did you do?
Stole $994 worth of items from a local Walmart. Bradley kept scanning a 24-cent pack of Kool-Aid in the self-checkout aisle. His final bill came to $25, even though it was rather visible that his cart had way more than that in it. Stuffed with a, $250 scooter, $160 worth of batteries, $120 GPS system. He was noticed pretty easily. A loss prevention officer caught Young and called the police.
Your order contains an age-restricted item.
Well, too many,
please
actually.
Wait. No, help please is wait. On the way. Dum, 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 dum,
dum. Little lesson in life that is not easy. You're 19 years old and living with your girlfriend's parents, you may not get to go on the family vacation. Joshua Darrell Lowe was not happy about this when everyone headed out on a Carnival cruise and left him at home to take care of the pets. So he made the mature choice and promptly called in a bomb threat to the ship. He says he's now very, very sorry.
Golly.
Luckily, he will have lots of time to think about this.
Yeah.
With 8 months behind bars.
Whoa.
And the girl probably stayed with him. Right?
You think?
Yeah.
Well, now he's a bad boy.
I know.
Now he's a bad boy.
He is so misunderstood, y'all.
Help is on the way.
Dum, 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 dum. Help is not coming.
Let us go here. An unnamed woman has a very interesting story, as she reportedly has faked muteness for 16 years just to collect a disability pension. A woman who had been claiming disability pension for an inability to speak following a work-related incident 16 years ago, believe it or not, has been exposed as a fraud by one of the private detectives hired by the insurance company. So this is actually Social Security doing this. Granted the woman permanent disability, work-related incident 16 years ago. Can't speak. Well, just as part of protocol, they revisit these every so often. And this last time, hired a private detective who discovered woman speaks just fine. In the sting operation, he went up to the woman and asked for directions to a local shopping mall. And she perfectly gave them in perfectly audible English. She's in trouble. And they are most likely wanting 16 years of benefits back.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. I don't know the woman's name. She didn't say. Dum, dum, dum,
dum, dum. It's another edition of DoorDash police style. Sergeant Angle popped a speeding vehicle in beautiful Mount Juliet, Tennessee recently, then discovered the driver was not a very good piece of pizza. Well, allegedly, he was wanted for domestic assault. Sergeant Angle promptly arrested him. And the guy was working for DoorDash. Could not make the food delivery. Luckily, the sergeant finished the job, saying the mission was complete. One arrest, one happy family fed, with a selfie on social to match.
I was talking with a member of law enforcement a couple of weeks ago. And we were talking about this thing because we start to see these stories now where the police officers finish the DoorDash or other such food delivery service order. And they were like, this better not become expected.
Maybe a thing.
We got stuff to do. Dum, dum, dum,
dum, dum. Protect. It's almost like there's other crime.
It's not. They're not supposed to. They're protecting and serving, but it's not that kind of serve.
You think they bring margaritas?
Let us go over to Mansfield, England. This is being broadcast and by the BBC. Mansfield Englishman was recently jailed for 8 weeks. They have weird prison sentences over there in England. 8 weeks in jail for stealing, $131 worth of Easter eggs. Jordan King was caught with the stolen eggs hidden in his jacket. He admitted to the theft. He's been ordered to pay back the cost of the stolen eggs. He hid in his jacket after being in jail for 8 weeks for larceny there. He declined the pat down, and that's why they knew he had him.
No one is safe from the evils of greed and theft, even a pet shop in Swindon, England. Someone with some very sticky fingers popped in, was admiring the little canaries in their cages. And liked them so much, he put four of the birds down his pants and took off.
It's not good.
The owner now searching for the guy responsible and is concerned that they may not survive
their
new digs.
That's horrible.
That's not what...
What a jerk.
The birds.
Please wait.
No.
Help is on the way.
Yeah, you're a jerk. You hear that?
Being mean to animals. Dork. And then finally, let's end in Provo, Utah. A day before their wedding, earlier this year. In fact, this was back in February. Utah couple attempted to, a day before their wedding, transport a king-size mattress to their new home by having the bride lie on top of it in the bed of a truck. Tell us where this is going if you're listening at home. While traveling 50 mile an hour on State Street in Provo, the mattress with the bride still very much on it lifted off, landed in the middle of the road. Despite suffering some pretty good road rash and a couple of chipped teeth, the bride managed to reach the side of the road and didn't get hit by anybody. She's okay. Still managed, no word on the condition of the mattress. Still managed to walk down the aisle the next day. Now, newlyweds Alex and Lydia Kessinger are working with the Utah Department of Transportation to remind drivers properly secure objects. It is coming up, National Secure Your Load Day, celebrated Thursday, May 6th.